雅思口语星周刊，每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试的 Jason。今天来看一下 Part 3当中的高频话题，叫做孩子们开始阅读的年龄相关。原题这样说的，叫做 At what age should children start to read? 孩子们多大年龄开始阅读呢？比较好呢？开门见山，两个思路方向比对。首先第一个方向强调早年，越早越好。比如说5、6岁什么的。第一个好处是什么呢？可能对他们自身来讲呢，三观、世界观、人生观形成良好的一种独特性，说白了，了解世界了，对吧？让他们更加独立成熟，对孩子本身的好处。其次，第二个方向呢，这次想说的是家庭关系的和睦。谁能教小孩子们读书啊？最开始肯定不是学校老师什么的，对吧？因为年纪很小，没上学，就是爸爸妈妈。那爸爸妈妈会变得很有耐心，那家庭关系更和睦，孩子们会更崇拜他们。这样来看，两者比对回答符合逻辑。首先回答这个问题，可能5、6岁越早开始越好，然后把这个好处带入，比如说呢，对孩子们来说更好的变得独立啊，更好了解世界。其次呢，强调家庭关系的和睦，爸爸妈妈孩子之间的关系更紧密了。这样来看，比对回答符合逻辑。话不多讲，5秒钟，看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, I think that my answer should be like as early as possible. As is known to all, children today who start to read at an early age are most likely to become familiar with the outside world. I mean it. What I'm trying to say is that they'll probably have a better understanding of the outside world. You know, in the meantime, their general knowledge of the world wouldn't be narrowed anymore. Besides, the children, for example, like the children who begin to read at the age of 5 or 6,can be more independent in my mind. Seriously, you know, they will get close to the parents, because normally parents are the ones who show them how to read. I mean, teach them how to read. You know, the family relationship can be tightened as well. For example, like mom and dad are spending time with their children reading different books, periodicals, or magazines, or even like stories. Parents can be more patient and listening to their children. So I'll go with the answer. I mean, at the age of 5 or 6,That'll be fine. So that's it.
在结尾的时候呢，杰森形成了一个引导，强调家庭成员和家庭关系。也就是说呢，阅读这事儿吧，孩子们年纪很小，谁能教我？爸爸妈妈教。这样的话，爸爸妈妈更有耐心，他们的家庭关系更和睦，向着家人这个方向靠拢，比较好去过渡更多的 Part 3。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，尽早 ，as early as possible。第二个，早年 ，at an early age。第三，三观和认知。The general knowledge of the world. 最后家庭关系和睦，这个和睦说的是 tightened， 它加强的，家庭关系紧密的。
The family relationship can be tightened.
这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章看上去有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以通过微信的方式找 Jason， 微信号码小写英文字母 B 加上17693917，小写英文字母 B 加上17693917。希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。